one morning, 2nd of May, up jumped the obvious, said, I'm away. With his tall dunce head and his canvas gown, he tiptoed the streets of Padstow Town. The wild, wild ponies of Bodmin Moor said, go back, Obby, to Padstow Shore. With your snappers of folk and your tail of horse, you can't come running on this race course. He went to Helston, he jigged, he danced, in and out of the houses pranced. You can't stop here, they said, said they, if you won't dance the furry in the Helston way. He went to Brown Willie on the eve of St. John. They said, who's that with the black kilt on? You'll soon run, Obby, to your drinking trough, when the midsummer fire burns your top knot off. He went to St. Ives, where on the height danced 10 pretty maids all dressed in white, and round they ran to the fiddler's moan in the waking light by John Millstone. But Obby, they cried, you must homeward blow, only 10 pretty maids round here may go. He went to St. Colum for the hurling game. You must go back, Obby, from where you came. For high in the air flies the silver ball, and Obby can't catch or kick at all. The county council gave a county stare, said, who's that dancing with his legs all bare? Go back, Obby, to Padstow Bar, as quick as the light of a shooting star. The people of Padstow night and day watched for Obby like the 1st of May. Without old Obby and his dancing drum, they feared that the summer never would come. When April ended at the bell's first beat, Obby came dancing down the street. Welcome, Obby, he heard them cheer, for we love you the best of the Padstow year. Never again will I run or roam, said Obby, from Padstow my own true home. See, the sun is rising, it dries up the dew, that we may welcome summer as we belong to do.